It's our 14th annual First Security Bomber Fest, Friday, August 11th at 5 p.m. Bomber Stadium.
With it starting at 5 o'clock, that gives folks enough time to get off work and get in there. Now, for people that aren't familiar with Bomber Fest, what can people expect?
Okay, this is just really a fun time had by all. There's no fee, no monetary fee. We ask that you, for admission, you bring an individual packaged food item, such as a canned good or container of peanut butter. And these items go for the Backpack Food for Kids program for all of Mountain Home students. There will be free food given away. There'll be fun. There'll be entertainment. We've got DJ Peace coming, playing all of his good music for us. We've got a bounce house from Ashley Havens. Something really fun that the kids love. It's the Golden Football Hunt, and it's for sixth grade and below. And what we do is we've got like 1,000 footballs that the football boys put out on the field, and one of them has a gold dot on it. So the child that gets the football with a gold dot wins a family pass to all the Bombers athletic sports for the year.
Wow, that's really cool for the kids. And again, that's for sixth grade and below. And I understand you guys are going to have a cornhole tournament, dunking booth, obstacle course. There's going to be sticker tattoos. I mean, there is fun for everybody in the whole family.
Lots of fun. The seventh grade volleyball team will have their scrimmage. Then the eighth and ninth grade have a scrimmage. Like I said, obstacle course, all sorts of fun things.
A lot of that fun, like you said, they're going to be able to enjoy food throughout the day in the sponsoring booths. Now, for the booths that are out there, if folks are wanting to sign up for a booth to be part of Bomberfest, a booth is free and it's real easy to do.
Yes, very easy to do. They just need to call Benita at the school. Her number is 425-1285 and she'll get you set up. We still have spaces available, and there's something fun that goes with that. To the person or business that has the best decorated booth showing the best Bomber spirit, whoever's chosen wins a trophy. So there's some friendly competition going on, too.
There is some friendly competition. Of course, the Bomber cheerleaders will be the ones that pick the winner for that. And they're the ones with the most Bomber spirit we know. Another challenge that's out there is the KTLO Barbecue Rib Cook-Off Challenge that folks can sign up for as well.
Yes, that's another fun and tasty competition. Just need to get a hold of Heather Loftus here at KTLO, 425-3101, and she'll get you all set up for that. First Security supplies all the ribs. Whoever would like to get into this to be in this rib challenge can come down to Bomber Stadium by 8 o'clock in the morning and pick up their ribs. They do need to stay there to cook their ribs, and I'll be there handing them out. They can come and go as they need to, and then they'll be judged at about 6 o'clock. They have to have their ribs ready to be judged, and we need some entries, guys. So whoever wins that, the winner of that competition, gets the traveling trophy that we've passed on from year to year to year.
Bomberfest has been going on now for 14 years?
Yes.
It gives you a great time to check out and see what the Bomber football team is doing as well, because they normally have a scrimmage game that evening after the main festivities.
Yes, starting at 7:30, they will have their scrimmage game. That's always fun. It kicks off the school year. It just brings everybody together, and look forward to all the fun. Come hungry. If you leave there hungry, it's your own fault, because you can eat till your heart's content for free.